White. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. August 10th, 1898. Dear son Willie, I received your card this afternoon, and I would object to taking a part in your meetings were I in Melbourne or its suburbs. Since coming from Sydney, there has been great weakness upon me, and I see there is need of great rest. Yet I carry the burdens. Twice I have spoken to the students, bearing a most decided testimony. Friday, I could not do anything, and on Sabbath was quite exhausted. All decided that I must not attend the meeting, but I could not feel altogether free, so prepared for the meeting. I read Luke 12, verse 1 to 42, and explained as I read. I felt my heart stirred within me. I had great travail of soul and had to restrain my feelings, else I should have wept aloud. I presented before the people the divine standard, and that the Lord expected the sons and daughters of God to advance in spiritual growth. Where there is life, there is growth. Where there is life, there is growth. Christ stands at the right hand of God and sees everything that is being done by the Father in our world. He works in every obedient heart. He sees that which everyone can do if they humble themselves as little children and are as teachable as they. The Lord gives a work to do to the one who is meek and lowly in heart, and he who gives him his work prepares him to do the work in unity with Christ Jesus. Our great danger has been and still is in self-sufficiency, in trusting to human ability and picked men, which our own human judgment considers will prove a success. Let everyone make God his dependence and his trust. Let all who have enlisted in the army of the Lord serve him. They cannot do this unless they shall learn of Christ daily. We know that the Spirit of the Lord was in our midst. The hearts of the people were moved. I ask them all to pledge themselves to shake off their stupidity, to awaken out of sleep, and stand firmly one for another with heart and soul. Those who will stand to do the work God has appointed them in this place will reach a higher standard. God will help them in every determined effort they make. Our present condition and necessities must be our starting point. The message and work demanded for this time is to lift up the Savior higher and still higher. This will give the trumpet a certain sound. The message and the work combined will not be merely as a flash of light, but will give permanent vitality. Conditions and circumstances are always changing, but the Lord God of heaven will have his work go forth with power, if the human channel will be worked. There is a work to be done. The churches must be set to work to reach the people where they are. We need to be intensified and consecrated to the very highest attainments, and this can only be done by self-surrender. I was greatly moved, and the Lord made the impression. Nearly all in the house stood upon their feet, and then followed many excellent testimonies. Brother Thompson spoke excellently, and his eldest son was among those who stood up as witnesses for God. I came home feeling glad that I had exercised my faith in going to the meeting. I beg of you, meet together in council. Seek the Lord, for you need him at every step. I do not know that I had a marked improvement after the meeting, but nevertheless, I was glad I went. On Sunday, I did not attend the meeting at the appointed place. I was too weak. I dared not go. I solicited Herbert Lacey to go in my place, and he went. With what result, I have not heard. He had proposed to me to talk to the hands working on the road down near Waii, making my carriage my pulpit. I agreed that if it was pleasant, I would try to do so, as this would be no particular burden. But it rained, so making it impossible for me. And then, too, my exhaustion came on, and I dared not go. Thus I have been until last night, when I thought I must write a few lines before retiring. I began about the Sabbath meeting, when, like a flash of lightning, I had presented to me so sharply some things which had been presented to me at Stanmore, and I wrote on and on, until I had written 4.5 pages. But I have decided not to send it this morning, but have it copied and go by the mail tomorrow morning. I want you to have it. Although it does not specify or lay out all the work you should do, it tells you what to do to receive light from God. It is to walk humbly with God. A self-sufficiency has come, in a sort of unsanctified independence that God cannot endorse. Learn of me, said the great teacher. Wear my yoke, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. I was referred to Isaiah 41, verse 1 to 14, 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness pools of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittah tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. Verses 20 to 22. But I will write no more this morning. I will get off something tomorrow. Prepare the way of the Lord. We are living in a very solemn period of this earth's history. The crisis is upon us, and will continue until the end of time. We must have the story of God's love and grace in our hearts and upon our lips. God calls us to His work. He would do this work through His prepared channels. There is to be firm, upward tread in the footprints of Jesus Christ. But the work is to commence in the heart and work outward in the character. God will call each to the life He has purposed. He will take the rough stones from the quarry, and He sees in these rough stones those who can be hewed and squared for the building. Men that are now as hard as granite, cold and unbeautiful, He will make after the similitude of a palace. Christ's righteousness will shine upon them. The Lord will work sluggish nature, and they will fill places where responsible men now stand, because they refuse to be worked. I must stop now. God bless you all in your counsel.